these opportunities came up, and so I it was here. It was easy to audition, and I've always had, as far as, you know, David Balthrop, who's the dean of College of Humanities and Fine Arts, and then the new chair, Brent, they've always been supportive of us whenever we want to do something artistic that may conflict with class schedules. It just turned out both of these projects, neither of them ended up really conflicting with my class schedule, so I was able to teach and act in these films, be able to get them both done. So that turned out really, really great.
So you just went to two local auditions and got a part in both?
Yeah, the first one was for the horror film Starlight, and that was 2017. It must have been in the fall. I'm kind of forgetting when they did the casting. Maybe it was the spring when they did the casting, and then I got notified that they wanted me to be in the film. And then we started filming in October of 2017. So it's been that long since I did the filming, and then until it finally got released this year. And that was right here on campus. They were doing local auditions here on Murray State University campus. In fact, my colleague, Lisa Graham Schneider, she was instrumental in doing some of the casting for the extras in the film. And she's actually credited in the end credits for that. And there's really a nice shout out in the end credits too, thanking Murray State University. But I was fortunate and I got a speaking role, which is probably about 5 to 7 minutes of screen time. And right after I finished that project, it was in, I think, December of 2017, there was a notice in... it was the Hopkinsville paper, and one of our former students, she turned me onto it and said, "Hey, you know, they're doing a film casting down in Hopkinsville." And so I signed up and drove down there, and it was a little bit different, that one, for the Silent Natural. I felt like, wow, they were just looking for extras, and I was a little bit disappointed that I wasted my time going for an extra audition. But they contacted me, the producer of that film, contacted me in January of 2018 and said, "Hey, we want you to come and read for a part." And so I prepared a monologue and went down there in January, and they loved what I did. And basically the director was like, "Well, I got a couple parts. I got a nice part for a journalist, or I've also got parts for members of the baseball club to be Demi Hoy's teammate." And so I was like, I asked him, I said, "Well, which one has more days on set?" And he said, "Well, the baseball player will have more days on set." I said, "Sign me up for a baseball player." And that filming happened during the spring break of 2018. That was really exciting because the teammate I played, his name is Tom Lovett. And so I was able to, you know, find him on Google and do some research on the character. And it was just kind of neat playing somebody who was actually a teammate of William Hoy and by all accounts was a pretty good friend with him. And so that kind of informed a lot of the scene work that we did in the film.
So you've gotten to be in two of my favorite genres, a horror movie and also a baseball movie. You're a policeman in Starlight. Is that
your role? Yeah. In the horror film, you know, it's really great because all the action takes place in a small Western Kentucky town, and Mayfield, the police department everybody in Mayfield was really great about, you know, helping the with the film, you know, as far as, you know, logistics and just giving support to the production company. So yeah, I was wearing a Mayfield policeman's uniform, and the story kind of revolves around mysterious happenings that are happening. My acting partner and I, we come across an accident is mysterious accident, and so we're investigating it, and we just end up meeting basically a demon figure. And the end for the police officers is not very good. We come to a gory end, but we're somewhat intrinsic to the overall plot. And we even make appearances as dead bodies later on in the film too, which adds to the horror and the suspense of it. That was fun.
And I did not know that The Silent Natural was based on a true story at all.
Oh yeah. William Hoy, they called him Dummy. Of course, you know, the politically correct term for people who couldn't speak or hear, of course, was Dummy for decades, I suppose. I believe he's from Ohio originally. He was the first deaf baseball player in Major League Baseball history. And so the signs that we see in baseball today, the particularly the call for the balls, using balls and strikes, those were hand signals that were developed for the benefit of William Hoy so that he could at least know what the count was when he was at bat. He's not in the Baseball Hall of Fame. He's in the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame, however, but his statistics, by comparison, maybe he should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. His batting average, career batting average, is well over 280. He's number 14, I believe, on the all-time steals list. And his fielding, he was a center fielder, apparently had a really great arm and is one of the very few players to have assists from the outfield throwing out base runners going home. So he was both a defensively gifted ball player and a very good hitting ball player and fast. Yeah, it was fun to work on that kind of biographical picture. And again, the baseball players that we meet in the film, those are all historical ball players.
Do you think that this experience or these experiences might lead to future roles?
I sure hope so. You know, The Silent Natural was partly produced by the Southern Kentucky Film Commission. So, you know, we used to have really great tax incentives for film companies to come to Kentucky to film. We were trying to rival what's going on down in Georgia as far as filmmaking here in the South. Those tax incentives were cut by the previous governor, and hopefully Governor Beshear will restore those tax incentives so that we can get that going again. Of course, COVID's put a kibosh on it. But I want to say it was last spring I went to audition for a war film that was going to be made here in Kentucky. And that was dealing with, I can't remember the number of the tank company, but it was the African-American tank company, the Black Panthers. And that was but the name of the film, which was their motto, was come out fighting. And I went and spoke with the director and auditioned for, he didn't have me read anything, but I spoke with him, and he was looking to cast, some German soldiers, and I teach dialects. And so, he was looking at me, and I'm not quite sure what happened with that production. I never heard about a callback, and I know production never really happened on it. So I don't know if it was a funding thing that fell through. But I'm hoping perhaps they'll contact me in the near future and say, hey, this project is on again. So yeah, that would fulfill a dream of mine too, to be in a war film. That audition happened in Cave City.
Where's the best place for listeners to go view Starlight or The Silent Natural?
Well, both of them are on several. They were fortunate. Both of them got distribution deals, which doesn't always happen with independent films. You can be in an independent film and no one will ever see it.
It's like it never happened.
Well, you know, sometimes they might get shown at different independent film festivals, which are opportunities for distribution companies to see them. And both of them were liked enough by distribution companies that they did get distribution deals. And those distribution deals are on streaming services, you know, Amazon Prime, Apple TV, Google Play, YouTube, Vudu streaming services. So those types of services all have them at, you know, a rental fee, and depends on whether you get it in HD or SD and just what that particular one's charging. But, you know, it's typically a normal film rental. I keep my eye on the Redbox to see if whenever I go to Walgreens, I go to look at Redbox to see if either of those films are on DVD or Blu-ray and can be rented that way.